Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
May gets the snap. Atlanta brings the house. May in trouble. Ball is fumbled. It's scooped up. James Pierce trying to get to the end zone. Pierce is tackled with 23 seconds left at the New England 5.
How about the two rookies stepping up and making a play?
It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Dylan is behind the glass, and we are talking Falcons. Get your calls in right now, 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Getting you caught up on the headlines before you head out, Trae Young is going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks after suffering a sprained MCL in his right knee. Hawks did lose last night to the Cavs, 117-109. They play again tomorrow night against the Magic at home. Pre-game is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Georgia beat Florida 24-20 in Jacksonville. Georgia Tech lost their first game of the season on Saturday as they lost to NC State 48-36. And the Dodgers have won another World Series. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 7, 5-4. And, of course, the Falcons fell to the New England Patriots 24-23. Drake London, though, had a huge game. Here he is after the game with Dave Archer.
Very, very cool, especially to do it in this league. Kind of like a bucket list item type of deal. But, again, it really don't mean nothing if we don't have to win.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's a lot of the sentiment from a lot of the players that spoke yesterday. And I know that Bo and Arch talked to Brandon Dorlis. It was a lot the same. It's unfortunate because statistically, like we've talked about throughout the show, you stepped up in so many different situations, but a lot of statistics kind of let you down. And you look at third down conversions on both sides of the football. That really was what stunk it up, and that's what you weren't able to do in this game. So Drake London, as good as he played, there were just certain opportunities missed when it comes to this offensive football team and things you could not pull through on.
Dude, Drake London, we talked about it in a pregame yesterday. He is – alpha is one thing, but he is the ferocious, the dog, the guy that just – he's a tone setter, right? Yeah. In so many ways, offensively, with the attitude. And he said something interesting in postgame to us. I'd never heard him – Arch asked him about it, and he said, yeah, well, I've got to be better at having that right off the bat. And I don't know about you – because you know, because you played a position where like wide receiver, you got to have your moment, right? You kind of put up the bat to kind of have that.
Sure,
that,
you got to get in the flow of the game.
And I played soccer. I was a defender. I was a fullback, or whatever. So that had to be a challenge my way, right? Before it kind of got where you felt like I'm in the game. The game has started.
Sure.
But Drake was talking about how he's got to have that right off the bat, and because it takes a play or two that when it comes his way to get him involved. How is that for you on the offensive line?
Yeah, I think that it's, like you said, I think it's a little bit easier for the offensive line. I do think that sometimes when for the offensive line, when it comes down to like, okay, it's third one now, we kind of have to step into this situation. But I think for every football team and for every position, it is a little bit different. And Drake got put up to bat on that 4th and 2, was not able to make the play. I think that he's probably a little bit frustrated by that. But, look, man, it's hard to be mad with his performance yesterday, period. And I know that he's just being hard on himself.
Well, and I know we have a couple calls on the line. We're going to get to those in a second. But one guy we did want to see a lot from in this game was Bijan Robinson. He finished the game with 12 rushes for 46 yards, career high 8 receptions for 50 yards.
Yeah, I think that when it comes to Bijan yesterday in the game plan and everything else that kind of goes along with what Bijan Robinson is, I didn't necessarily mind it. There's going to be people that look at it and go, look at the box score, look at the 12 and go, oh, man, I wish Bijan would have had more carries. Bijan was involved. Bijan had 8 catches. It's not like we just pulled Bijan off the field and our best player was not on the field as part of the game plan. I didn't mind it. We obviously went away from the run game on purpose and we're like, all right, we're not going to beat our head on the wall and act like we're just going to run the ball between the tackles and run wide zone and do everything else. So I don't know. I didn't know how to feel about that one after the game. I wish you would find better ways to get him the ball, and you did run some different offensive plays in the run game, but the numbers-wise – it just is what it is. The flow of the game dictated that you kept going to Drake London, and that's what you did.
He had 7 touches in the first half. He had like 4 at a point in a commercial break where I looked at Arch and I was just like, man, I feel like we got to get Bijan some more touches, but I don't hate the game plan. Because what are the – see, this is the problem is you can say run the football to your – it drives me nuts because people just scream run the football. But you have to see what you're running against, Mike. And the fact when they're loading boxes up, they're essentially the best run defense in the league.
Yeah.
And they got extra defenders in there. You've got to loosen it up a little bit before you can just, you know, try to establish that run game. And I thought that that was a actual good idea. The problem was is you started slow at being successful in that. Like, the first drive was not very good. The second drive was phenomenal. Penix came out and was just letting it rip. So they got to it, and eventually the game played out where Bijan got his touches, but there are going to be games in the league where you just can't hit your head against the ball so you can say you ran the football. Because running the football – running run plays and actually running the football are 2 different things in my mind.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, and emotions, of course, are high after the loss yesterday. We've got Trayvon from Decatur on the line, 404-726-0929, if you want to get your calls in. Trayvon, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, team. How y'all doing?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Mike's Mafia. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to just say, y'all have hit the nail on the head this morning. I can't be mad at the game plan. Good hard-fought game. Mike, I just got one question for you, though.
Go ahead.
That third down that New England converted to put the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Was that a legal chop block or should have been called a foul?
Appreciate the phone call. And thank you for being part of the Mafia. I don't know. Like, I feel like that's one of those things that when our team does it, I'm like, nah, we're good. You know what I mean? And then when you see somebody do it to us, you're like, oh, come on. And you throw your hands up in the air.
I don't know. It's borderline.
Right. It would be ticky-tack either way. If somebody called it on you, you'd be like, ticky-tack call. But then when it happens to you, you're like, all right, man, like that's probably not legal. I don't know. I hate that it came down to that, and I don't necessarily – you know that the game should be blamed on that, but there was a number of unfortunate things like that that did happen.
Let's go out to Cody in Cumming. Cody, how are you feeling this morning?
Good morning, y'all. I wish I was feeling a little better, man. I'm going to have to kind of be a little bit less optimistic, man. If it wasn't for that once in a, like, 2-year play that happened right before the half, we would have been getting blown out coming out of the half. We came out, we looked awful on our first drive. The Patriots came out right after us and marched right down the field and scored. We came out not ready to go. If you look at all the statistics that are coming out about us, Mike Conte tweeted one last night. How we're beating all of our opponents in the stat categories but losing games, it screams coaching. The writing's all over the walls. I don't know how our kicking situation has not been addressed in the summertime when you're supposed to evaluate things like that instead of just trying to give everyone a job because you want to be nice to them and give them a chance. They had their chances. This is a league. It's cutthroat. You got to, you know, make some hard decisions out here so we can have the best players on the football field. I don't know, man. And also, if we didn't get blown out by Carolina and if we handled our business against a crappy, crappy, crappy Miami team, we wouldn't even be tripping about that.
That's the end of the conversation.
So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's the end of the conversation. That game yesterday, it's like in and of itself, you're not going to sit there and harp on coaching. But the fact that everything that's led up to that, then you look at it and go, oh, dude.
All right, I don't want to hear. Here's the one thing I'm not I can't do. I can't do. We can't moan and gripe that we don't have any defensive players that make plays, that are playmakers, and then go draft guys that do just that. See, here's the deal. We can't say, well, they made plays and we didn't. We made a play. It's not a once-in-a-generational type play. You have a dog on the outside who just finally returned and made his presence known with multiple sacks yesterday, multiple plays where he changed offensive plays for the positive for you, and say, well, I mean, we sucked, but we had this historic play and all of a sudden we did this great thing. That's literally the guy. That's why you drafted the guy. So maybe let's not say it's a once in a lifetime.
I don't think that's his point, though.
But here's the problem. What you did, listen to me.
That's not hold on,
listen to me for a second. Because you just think I want to be defensive, but I'm sick and damn tired of saying we don't make freaking plays, and we needed a defensive player to step up and make a play, and he did. And then as a team, you responded. And I'll address this too real quick. We might watch kickers kick these long field goals in college, but when they get to the NFL for whatever reason, they struggle. I don't know if it's the speed.
I'm actually with him on that point.
If it's the speed, where are all these great kickers?
We should have addressed. We had no business taking $5 million Younghoe Koo in week one.
Hey, here's the problem.
None.
Four or five teams cut kickers like after the first 3 weeks, and we're one of them. So I just don't. I think that the problem is it's great to say go replace the guy, but kickers are a lot like pass rushers and quarterbacks. There's only about 14 that are really good, and the rest are garbage.
The kicker conversation will be picked up in 720 because there was a record made this
weekend.
Yes,
there was.
We're going to talk about him. But this Saturday from noon till 2, you can join me at Carriage Kia in Woodstock as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand, other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday, noon to 2 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock with me in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, Carolina just got another win. We'll talk about that record-breaking field goal next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yep.
Robinson with Penix. Here's the snap. They bring five again. They'll throw for London. Did he hang on? He did. Touchdown Atlanta.
Oh, this is an unbelievable
Drake grab. London has done it again.
What a game for Drake London yesterday. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Quick reminder, this Thursday you can join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram as we get you set for Thursday Night Football. They'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 while enjoying all the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. And you can be part of that action. Again, it's Dukes and Bell, Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram on Thursday, 2 to 6. Before we go in the huddle, Alex from Lawrenceville wants to weigh in on yesterday's Falcons game. Alex, what you got for us?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good,
I got one for Bo, man. Just a quick question. What do you feel like is the difference between – you would say Bijan's a better talent than Rico Dalvo, but it seems like he's been put in more positions to run the ball effectively, and he's running a little bit meaner. So I would ask you, if that's the case and Atlanta got more talent, it would seem on the offensive end, why are they not figuring out? Because all I keep hearing, I can't even lie to you, man. I just keep hearing excuses after excuses. That's all I got.
Appreciate the phone call.
Well, Rico Dowell is, I think he's a little bit heftier than Bijan, but I would tell you that go back. Every time I see Rico Dowell, he's running through holes and he's hitting guys going downhill and running over them. Their offensive, I know they actually started two different guys last week, but you've got to. And you know what? This is where you can talk about coaching, Mike. This is where you can talk about the maybe some different running schemes and stuff, and it's not just wide zone.
Yeah,
John is making guys miss, I feel like, in the backfield almost every time he touches the football.
Yeah, there's very few times is there a what you call a soft entry for John in the running game. And now I'll go back, 2 years ago? And you look at what Carolina did in the draft, the draft after the Bryce Young, I think, rookie year. They go out and get two free agent offensive guards.
Yeah.
Right? Bullies. Absolute vertical north and south bullies to play guards. Now, I don't know what the health of those guys are right now. I know they've had some health issues in the past, but you've also invested in your tackles as well. You've put money into that offensive line for guys that are earth movers. And what that allows him to do, Rico Dowdle or Chuba Hubbard or whoever else, is have soft entry to the line of scrimmage and really get north and south and then make a move on a safety. The problem with Bijan, and I know we've had a long run this year, we've seen one, but one of the problems with Bijan is that we're running this wide zone and these safeties are just flying downhill, and even when you gain 5 and 6 yards, it's hard to get any more than that. And I will say, though, and you brought this up, so I'm going to say it right now, Zach Robinson utilized probably three different new run concepts yesterday that we have not seen this year. We haven't seen it. The toss off the whip motion, Elijah Wilkinson pulled from the right tackle spot around the left end. I mean, it didn't always work, but we tried, and at least I'll give him that. But, yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. I'm with him. It's frustrating.
Yeah, well, and you want to go to like size? Ekwonu 320, Lewis 327, Mays 325, Zovula 322. They're all everybody.
Big dudes.
Everybody on their offensive line has 20 pounds on everybody on our offensive line.
I was going to say, I think their lightest guy is heavier than our heaviest heavier guy.
And so I forget the caller's name. I think it's I love the call. I love the question. I think that's what I like to do is get us talking and kind of getting Mike's offensive prowess and what he knows about the schemes and stuff. But they're a road grader offensive line compared to us, where we're a more – so, in other words, they're more of a power running game is what I'm trying to say, Mike, to compare
yes,
to where we want to stretch you out and get downhill and then let Bijan do that. I think that's part of it. So, and that's not to take anything away from Rico Dowell because he runs angry. So I don't want to say anything. I'm not trying to diminish anything he's doing, by the way.
Ding.
I'm going to go ahead and apologize, but we got to start with this story. I know it's a sore subject for us right now in the kicking situation, but Jaguars Cam Little made NFL history yesterday, a 68-yard field goal against the Raiders. Jags won 30-29.
Yeah, we're just looking for an extra point. You know what I mean? We're just looking for an extra point.
I know.
Frustrating, to say the least, when you look at situations like that. And it's like caller brought up a minute ago. It's like, why can't we get the kicker situation straightened out here? I know that Cam Little is not part of our equation, but it's just frustrating, man. I mean, 68 yards, that's pretty good boot. And that game was crazy from beginning to end.
Did you get to watch the end of that game?
Yeah, I watched a big chunk of it because I saw Brock Bowers absolutely go bananas yesterday.
Going for two in overtime with like 13 seconds left, and big man gets up, gets his hand, and knocks the ball away. And Geno had a guy. Crazy to watch. Yeah, it is. Look, I don't want this to come off like I'm not frustrated with the kicking game. Yes, I just think that's why when you find what you thought you had one, and he had a bad season last year with the first bad season. It was really a stretch, and some of the injury stuff around that. Thought he'd figured it out. It didn't pan out that way, and now you're in kicking purgatory. And that's a real thing in this league. There's other teams in it, too. You're not alone in that aspect. There's a guy in Florida right now, if he comes out, named Trey Smack, and he can kick at 60-something yards. If he comes out, just draft him.
There's no doubt about that. Like, I thought that they would draft that guy in the seventh round when that Jack Nelson pick came around. I thought, okay, they're going to draft a kicker. I actually said it on our show that day. I was like, okay, I think it's going to be a kicker. Instead, you go with Younghoe Koo. Here's where I think the misstep was. I think you should have never had Younghoe Koo back on the roster through training camp. I think that was a complete misstep. I think that you were absolutely kidding yourself. On top of that, when you decided to move on, you did it softly. You kept Younghoe Koo on the roster for an extra week. Mm-hmm. You added Parker Romo to the practice squad. And guess what? Eddie Pinheiro was the guy you wanted to sign, and he signs with San Francisco because they gave him a spot on the 53-man roster, and we told him he was going to be on the practice squad. Guess what? Eddie Pinheiro is 19 of 19 on his field goals this year. So, I mean, it's not revisionist history. It's just, it sucks.
I don't know if it 100% played out that way. He supposedly said no because he wanted to be a winner is what he said. I would tend to believe what you think played out more just based on knowing reality in the NFL.
Sure.
But anyways, enough about kickers. Why we wasted 2 minutes on kickers?
Disclaimer on this next one then.
I was going to say.
Another kicker.
Carolina beat the Packers at Lambeau Field 16-13, came down to the last second. Ryan Fitzgerald kicked a 49-yard field goal to win the game as time ran out.
Carolina is keeping themselves in games like these because they are winning trench play.
I couldn't agree more. They're physical up front, man.
That's just the bottom
line. They are bullies. They are the complete opposite in so many ways to what the way we play is completely they look at Derek Brown. They're like, hey, go wreak havoc.
And he's
running twist stunts and three guys going in left and right, and we're creating that. But they just need one guy to do it. They're like, hey, man, go ahead.
I will give Sam Roberts and Laquell London a lot of credit yesterday.
I agree.
As that game went on, and something changed in their mentality where they're like, you know what? You ain't running on this anymore.
Sam Roberts is a good player. He's a good player.
And when he and Laquell London are there, they provide a little – they're not Vita Vea, Derek Brown. I'm not saying that. But they give you that type of element when you get them on the field. I can't wait till we get Zach Harrison back.
Yeah.
And I say I can't wait. God, we need him back so badly.
I'm so curious to see what the move is. TQ Graham was not active yesterday. I thought that was the right move after the way he played a week ago. We talked about it, and Sam Roberts was. He's been a difference maker.
And a quick mention of the Seahawks. They did beat the Commanders 38-14, but main headline out of this is that Jaden Daniels did get an injury to his left elbow, left the game.
Yeah, and that happened late. I think the Seahawks obviously were dominant in so many different ways. I'm just throwing this out there, man. Just file it away for future use. Clint Kubiak is that offensive coordinator up in Seattle. He's really, really good at what he does. I'm just file that away for use later on.
I'm good.
Clint Kubiak's really good at what he does.
And look, he you could say, well, Mike Shanahan, Gary Kubiak, Kyle Shanahan, Clint Kubiak. I mean, but the point is these guys all came from the same system we run. They know things. I ain't going any further.
Yeah.
Coming up, Mike and Bo made some picks on Friday. They did it while having a sugar high because we were Publix and eating so much food. So we'll see how those picks turned out with Man Up Monday, and we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about one of the biggest heartbreaks in sports that I've ever witnessed happen over the weekend. And a weekend full of heartbreaks, this was the worst one. I'll make sure you listen to the man that was up at the podium. It was rough.
It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan Behind the Glass. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We're about to get into Man Up Monday. But real quick, I know it's No Shave November. It all kicked off over the weekend. Obviously, all three of y'all are participating. I see a lot of facial hair here. But I literally just saw like a post about beard care tips for those that are normally clean shaven.
Interesting.
Is that necessary? Or do you, I would assume you just know how to take care of a beard.
Like, I guess if it's like real long, like, like, I don't know. Like, however, you know, if you've been growing it out like a year, I think you probably beard oils and stuff like that start coming into play. But dude, not when I'm putting a two guard on this thing. Like, I don't need conditioner for this.
There, I actually am. I still think a beard oil would be good for me. I don't know about you. Sometimes my hairs get a little scraggly, and I think that's fine with that. But dude, I don't know if you need a guide to it. Just, you know,
I'm more so saying, like, I think the male species like understands how to take care of a beard. If you go from clean shaven to having a beard, I think most men know how to take care of it, right? It's just clickbait at this point.
I don't know that there is a taking care of it. I think you just wash it.
I don't assume that people know how to do anything anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is there an actual like guide to taking care of a beard? Like,
yes.
I just wash it like I do my head. And I dry it like I do my head, and then it's just good.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just there.
I feel like it was the most unnecessary post ever.
Sometimes,
yeah, and I've had this beard for 20 years.
I don't. Me too. Sometimes when I go to sleep, I wake up, my beard hairs are a little out of whack. They're a little crazy.
You got bedhead on your face.
Yeah.
It's so scraggly.
All right, let's get into Man Up Monday and see how you guys did.
Less gray.
All right, Dylan, how did these guys stand?
Not good.
How'd they do?
Not good.
All right. Yeah, it was a bit of a rough weekend for both Mike and Bo. We will get to some audio, and then we'll get to your overall records here. But I will say this. Y'all were at least definitive with what y'all picked. I will say that. So let's
definitively
actually,
bad.
Let's stay locally here with Florida and Georgia. Georgia obviously took it 24-20. And let's just hear what y'all both had to say when it comes to this. We'll start with Bo.
The over. I'm taking the over at 50.5 because, look, I think this is going to be a better game than people think. As I said earlier, I do think Florida can run on Georgia. Georgia is they have a good average when it comes to run defense, but they've been susceptible at times to the run game. I mean, I think they gave up 140 to Auburn, and I think that is actually how Florida's offense works the best. And I would like to think that with Napier now gone and somebody else doing the play calling, it's going to be emphasis to get their what I believe is their best run offense, Jaden Ball the ball. Okay, everything I said was right.
Except the over.
Hear me out. They ran the ball well. It was a really close game. And the over hit. If Gunnar Stockton doesn't kill it by taking a knee at the 1 yard line, run the ball in, Gunnar.
Yeah, you gotta
get those stats. It's gonna be good if you're trying to get a Heisman.
You got screwed on a moment like that, but you also, I think, benefited from a different one. But that's a conversation for another day with that Texas Vanderbilt game. That was rough.
Hey. I mean, bad beat, give
back
it,
door,
bad
baby.
Beat, take
back
it away.
Backdoor Bo. Let's go.
Backdoor Bo. Yeah, that Vandy one, that was
false.
That was.
What?
Yeah,
you
well,
don't want that nickname.
Quick little AO. But just real quick on that, because you brought that up. Bo, you picked Vandy plus the 3.5. Texas ended up getting the win, but they only won by 3, so
bro,
very much a backdoor.
And it was like
there.
37-13 or something, and they just
scored
all
these
garbage points.
And they came all the way back. It was 34-10.
I texted y'all, and I go, man, this is about to be a bad beat on this Texas game.
Yeah, I was watching on the plane, and the plane TVs were behind. I had my iPad on. We hadn't taken off yet. I had my iPad up running one game, and Arch was watching the same as the Miami game, and Arch was watching the same game on the TV in the plane. And I kid you not, he was 7 plays behind me, and I'm on my iPad, which is already delayed. Yeah, it was weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
Back to Georgia, Florida. Let's hear real quick what Mike had to say, then we'll get into your overall records and how y'all did for the week.
This has got Georgia written all over it, minus the points. I don't care if it was 2 touchdowns, Georgia minus the points in this game, this weekend. I'm not going to make this any more difficult than it needs to be.
Yeah, I think you maybe should have thought a little bit longer about it, Mike. Georgia plus the points all the way.
Man, you know what? Georgia's going to get the dub. I already knew Georgia was going to get the dub. And you know what? If we're playing that game, Gunnar Stockton, run the ball in.
Oh, yeah.
Run the ball
you would have covered Stockton. If you would have did it, too. I didn't
just
even think about
the
that.
Points on the board, Gunnar Stockton, if we're playing that game.
Oh, talk about a bad beat. That's a bad beat of them
bad
all.
Bad beat, man.
All right, real quick before we get to Mike'd up. Overall records now, Mike. You went 1-4. The only thing that saved you was NASCAR this
NASCAR,
weekend.
Baby, let's go. Let's go.
Kyle Larson was the only thing that saved you from an over.
Let's go.
You went 1-4 this week. Bo, you didn't do too hot yourself. You went 2-3 over the weekend as well. Overall records now sit as this: 22-15-1 for Mike, 21-17 for Bo. So still overall good, but y'all need to start stacking weeks again.
I'm gonna need you to go back and figure out that one.
I think I gave Mike one extra loss that I shouldn't have.
That makes sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It does.
Anyways, go ahead.
It absolutely does. He put the loss and then he realized
I put the loss
and
then I put the tie. I think that's what I did.
That's probably true. Look, there's a couple of different things to talk about, and we are going to get too mic'd up here in just one second. But that end of that game, I don't know that I would have the power if I played quarterback, especially in a rivalry game, to go down at the 1 yard line. I don't know.
Especially to ice it, too.
Bro, like I don't know that I'd have the power to do that.
Somewhere, some overzealous human being that lost Monday Night Game is, like, trying to investigate, like, hiring a PI to investigate
so
Gunnar Stockton. Like, what did he have? What did he have? Did he have the under? Did he have the under?
Right.
There's no doubt about it, man. It was a crazy weekend as far as the SEC goes and some of the other college football games going on. How about the Oklahoma-Tennessee game? Just unbelievable. Oklahoma scares the daylights out of me about playing Bama here in a couple weeks.
The kicker's pants for Oklahoma. They
I must have missed this.
The kicker's pants. They don't.
Oh,
they,
oh yeah,
they're,
yeah.
They're like the what is it? The 5-inch inseam or whatever.
Oh my!
I mean, I'm like, hey bro, like you're supposed to wear a thigh pad somewhere in there. He might as well have been wearing Daisy Dukes.
I mean, it looked like he was wearing compression shorts.
Yeah.
Like you were just like you just ran out there in your compression shorts. Yeah.
Was he trying to show off the thigh meat like you, Bo?
Herbstreet went in on him. I kind of loved it. You know, I'm a big Herbstreet fan. Herbstreet's like, this should be a penalty.
Herbstreet's taking – he is taking bullets from people. Right now, he is –
No, he's not. Only people on Twitter.
Well, I guess those people just don't exist then.
Yeah. Well, it just depends on who you want to pay attention to, what your algorithm says.
I mean,
but I think
just because I have nothing against Herbstreet. I know you fanboy on him sometimes, but just because we like him doesn't mean everybody else agrees.
Just because you read 5 negative tweets on Twitter doesn't mean everybody's hating him and he's catching strays.
Which I've realized through this segment that we need to start doing bad news with Dylan. Like, he can deliver it in the
most
that's
such a good point.
Way.
That's
he spins everything.
I try my best. Try to
you
be
guys,
a silver lining.
You
give you guys a bright
awful.
Side.
1-4. You guys weren't terrible. 1-4. It is what it is. Mike, you got to get back on.
I'll give you guys the coach speak. You guys just got to start stacking weeks again. I got to get back to stacking weeks.
Hey, we got to talk more about this this whole ordeal that happened out in Phoenix yesterday. Let's hit this thing. As always, Mike'd up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Now, I'm going to ask Bo to make sure I get all my facts straight on this. And if you guys will just allow me, I talked about the worst heartbreak that happened over the weekend. It was a crazy sports weekend, right? We had injuries to Trey Young, the news coming out. We had Hawks games. We had Falcons games that ended in heartbreak. We had college football games that ended in heartbreak. We had World Series that ended in heartbreak. But I'm telling y'all right now, the worst heartbreak that happened over the weekend happened in Phoenix yesterday at the NASCAR championship race. If you guys don't watch NASCAR, let me try to explain this to everybody out there. There are four championship drivers in the championship race. It's winner take all. Whoever finishes at the top position out of those four guys wins the championship race. They all start on an even playing field at the start of this race. One race decides the championship. Denny Hamlin was one of the drivers in this race.
Mm-hmm.
Denny Hamlin's 45 years old. Denny Hamlin's the oldest driver in the series. He's been doing this, I think, 22 seasons Denny Hamlin has been driving, and he has 60
20 full-time,
wins.
Yeah.
60 wins in the Cup Series, and he is, without question, the best driver in NASCAR. He has not won a championship.
Mm.
He has come up short every single time in his bid to do it. Now, you can blame the playoff system. You can blame some of the things that have happened. Well, yesterday, Denny Hamlin is leading the championship race with 3 laps to go. He is literally probably 40 or 50 seconds away from winning a NASCAR championship for the first time in his 20-plus year career. Mm-hmm. If he does this, he can ride off into the sunset, possibly retire. But William Byron, one of the other guys in the championship four, blows a tire, hits the wall, the caution comes out, and all of a sudden they have to re-rack, they go into overtime. Denny Hamlin loses to Kyle Larson in overtime in the championship race. Here's what it sounded like when Denny Hamlin crawls out of his car, embraces his crying daughters and his wife, and then has to address the media.
Marty, a moment ago, Denny Hamlin left the car and went over to the pit box and fell into the arms of his crew. Denny, what's going on inside?
Yeah, nothing I can do different. I mean, prepared as good as I could coming into the weekend, and my team gave me a fantastic car. Just didn't work out. You know, I was just praying that no caution, and, you know, had one there, and what can you do? It's just not meant to be.
Dude.
Ooh.
He cried before the race. He's being asked his dad's medical situation, other close friend. He had a baby a couple of months ago. Like, it's this whole thing, man. It's like this whole emotional roller coaster for Denny Hamlin. Can he possibly get it done? I was trying to find comparisons in other sports. The only thing that I could think is if, we've talked a lot about Clayton Kershaw here recently. If he had gone through like a 20-year career and had finally gotten the World Series and pitched lights out the entire game, and then, you know, the closer comes in and blows it, that's the only thing that you can really compare this to.
I think you could compare Denny Hamlin to the Blue Jays, though, because they had it.
Touche. Yeah, that's possible. They had it. They had it wrapped up. It's just, man, it was right there. William Byron blows a tire. They re-rack. He takes four. He comes out of pit road in 10th place. Can't get it done.
And it's probably brutal. The last time that the format will play out this way.
Yeah.
They are talking about changing it. Look, I can't stand Denny Hamlin. I've never been a Denny Hamlin fan, ever. Watching him sit in the car yesterday after the race.
Dude.
And it's, you know, you follow the sport, you know what it takes, what the physicality of the sport. Like, people don't want to talk about it, but it takes a lot out of these guys. You just don't, you know, it. Drive around 285 at 150 miles an hour for 4 hours and tell me how you feel, okay? And now I'm being facetious. Please don't drive that fast on 285. But the reality is, just seeing the emotional and physical toll that the race took on him, to see it so close, I mean, it is. You know, it's like Buffalo Bills going four straight times and losing.
That's a good point.
And getting, and no, it just to flip it, because it was more like their first Super Bowl loss, where, you know, a guy, Scott Norwood, misses it wide right, than the last one where they got, you know, beat 30-13 here in Atlanta. But it's just like very similar.
Question it's for rough. Both of you, because you said 22 seasons, full time 20, Bo. Was retirement on the line here? Did he want to go out on a win like this?
He signed a contract extension earlier this year, and I think he says next year might be his last. He said this is definitely his last contract. I'm not so sure, because he does own his own team, that he does not race for his own team.
Right.
So him and Michael Jordan own their own team, and they have a couple of drivers. I'm not so sure he wouldn't have just said, man, I won a championship, like, I'm done.
Exactly.
And I think it would have been a conversation.
I don't, it's hard for me to answer, because he clearly still has the fire. And
he's so good. Six wins this year.
I'll tell you this. I question if he ever gets back in a car now more than I did if he actually had won the title. Because sometimes,
we saw
this happen before. There was a guy younger than him who was robbed by a late caution named Carl Edwards, and he said, blanket.
Yeah, he did. He
said, blanket, I'm out.
He's very young.
He basically said, I don't know if he rage quit. But he could have been a brokenhearted, like, you know, guys, go back to 2016, and I know it's a sore subject, but you lose the Super Bowl, and there was a lot of thought, we had this young core, look at this young defense, we'll be back. It's hard to get back in sports to those moments of championships.
Three laps to go.
Carl Edwards is the one that did the backflips off the
car. That's right.
Car when
yeah.
He, yeah.
That's right.
Carl Edwards. He had aura.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can get off your Twitter conversations with Bo about the Falcons game and get on the air with us. 404-726-0929. Let us know how you're feeling. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.